But before we fully tamp the dirt down over the seeds we're providing you in this module, we have a few more ideas to share. First, we wanted to ask Ken about the emotional line of development and how it relates to the cognitive line of development. This relationship is often viewed as contentious or adversarial, since many people consider themselves more heartfelt or in their emotions, while other people may consider themselves more intellectual or in their head. And the two camps are often pitted against one another. So we want to clarify exactly how the emotional line and the cognitive line are related to each other, and even interdependent, in this framework Ken is describing.
It's sometimes unfortunate that cognitive development and emotional development are seen as antagonistic or as opposite or as not related to each other. But in fact, what we see is that the capacity for emotional development actually depends in a lot of ways on the capacity for cognitive development. So, for example, we see cognitive development allowing identity to expand from egocentric to ethnocentric. Why is that cognitive? Because to move from just being aware of yourself, being aware of others, you have to put yourself in their shoes. You have to see the world through their eyes. That's done through cognition. That's a cognitive act. And so then to move from ethnocentric, where you're identified with a group, to world-centric, where you're identified with all human beings, regardless of race, color, sex, or creed, that also is an expansion of identity and is itself due to a cognitive capacity to expand, take the role of other again, and get an even larger identity. And then one of the final ones that integral theory talks about is cosmocentric. And that's where you're identified not just with all humans, but all living beings. And so that tends to be, of course, a mystical type of state, but one that's very, very important for many people. Now, if you look at each of those steps, and then let's say take the emotion of love, and we're going to say that love is the most important thing that we can experience. Let me ask, egocentric love, is that the most important kind of love, where you just love yourself and nobody else? How about ethnocentric love, where you love all your Nazi friends, but you hate everybody else? Nazis loved their families. That was still love, but it was ethnocentric love. What about world-centric love? That's doing better. That's loving all people, regardless of race, color, sex, or creed. And then to go even farther with cosmocentric love is to love all sentient beings, to love life everywhere. Each of those are love, but each one is a larger embrace of love. Each one is a wider reach of love. And each one depends on a cognitive expansion.
So let's clarify for a moment. Love can be experienced in different ways based on our capacity to take different perspectives.
Exactly, because that will determine our capacity for our own identity. I can't love you if I can't even see you. So my capacity to love you depends upon my capacity to take the role of you, to see how you're seeing, to feel what you're feeling, to be seen by me. If I can't really see you, I can't really love you. But that being able to see you isn't something that comes with love. That's something that comes with cognition. So I have to have a cognitive capacity to see you before I can have an emotional capacity to love you. And so those who put love first are just a little bit developmentally naive. They're not really understanding what has to happen for this love to expand and to include not just myself, but others in my group. And then not just my group, but all human beings. And then not just all human beings, but all sentient beings, all life itself. That rests on a cognitive expansion. No cognitive expansion, I stay stuck in egocentric, narcissistic me.
So in the Actualize OS system, rather than believing that we have to shut down our cognition, as people do with some spiritual or potentiating practices, we want to appreciate cognition as the very means of taking multiple perspectives and expanding our point of view.
Exactly. And that's why I, in defining cognitive, went out of my way to say there's a better way to define it. It's not dry, abstract, analytic. That's actually mathematical, logical. That's not cognitive. Cognitive is the capacity to reach out and take the perspective of another and to take the role of another and to expand one's identity larger and larger and larger. And the larger my identity is, then the more my capacity for love will be. So I can't love somebody if I can't see them, if I can't even feel them. But the capacity to do that, to take the role of other, to put myself in your shoes and walk a mile, that's a cognitive act.